This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. 3,000 fresh U.S. troops are rushing to Kabul on Friday in a temporary deployment to speed evacuation flights for some American diplomats and thousands of Afghans as the Taliban continues a lightning offensive that has captured much of the country and risks isolating Afghanistan's capital city. The Pentagon's also moving another 5,000 troops to bases in the Gulf countries of Qatar and Kuwait, including 1,000 to Qatar to speed up visa processing for Afghan translators and others who fear retribution from the Taliban for past work with Americans and their family members. The remainder 4,000 troops are bound for Kuwait. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says those combat troops will be a reserve force on standby in case the U.S. needs more than the 3,000 going to Kabul. The temporary buildup of troops for U.S. evacuations highlights the stunning pace of the Taliban takeover of much of the country, less than 3 weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end nearly 20 years of combat in Afghanistan. The Taliban, emboldened by the imminent end of the U.S. combat mission in the country, took four more provincial capitals Friday. The advance is gradually encircling Kabul, home to millions of Afghans. Friday's latest significant blow was the Taliban capture of the capital of the Helmand province, where American, British, and other allied NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles in the past 20 years. Hundreds of Western troops died there during the course of the war, in fighting that often succeeded in knocking back Taliban fighters locally, only to have the Taliban move back in when a Western unit rotated out. The U.S. had already withdrawn most of its troops, but did have about 650 left in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Lebanon's worsening fuel crisis has reached a painful crunch point, with bakeries, businesses, and hospitals either scaling back operations or shutting down completely, making life even harder for Lebanese already enduring a financial meltdown. As the fuel oil that powers Lebanon has disappeared from the market, Lebanese have sweltered at home in the summer heat without light or air conditioning. Many say living conditions are worse than during the 1975 to 1990 civil war. It marks a new low in the financial crisis that erupted in late 2019, the result of decades of corruption and mismanagement by a ruling elite that has failed to find solutions as more than half the population has sunk into poverty. In the latest policy failure, the government is sparring with the central bank over its decision to end fuel subsidies, a step that would spell sharply higher prices. No matter the cost, Lebanon faces shortages to keep the lights on. On Wednesday, its electricity minister told reporters the country needs 3,000 megawatts of power, but only has enough fuel to produce 750. People say they get 1 or 2 hours of electricity from the grid per day, if any. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Friday urged people to refrain from traveling as COVID-19 cases spiked to new records in Tokyo and nationwide, keeping pressure on the medical system. His comments follow health expert recommendations to strengthen states of emergency now in place in the capital and other hotspots. Days after the end of the Tokyo Olympics, Paralympic organizers decided that the upcoming event will be held mostly without spectators to limit infection risks, according to local media reports. Japan is experiencing a fifth wave of COVID-19 driven by the highly infectious Delta variant. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency, the fourth so far in the pandemic, though some experts have said it should be expanded to cover the whole country. And the Philippines reported on Friday its second largest daily increase in COVID-19 infections, providing more evidence of how the virulent Delta variant may be spreading and ramping up pressure on the country's already stretched healthcare system. Hundreds of hospitals in the country are nearing full capacity, with some facilities reporting they have run out of intensive care unit beds for COVID-19 patients, leaving healthcare workers who are forced to work longer hours exhausted. One nurse says she cares for up to 12 patients at a time instead of 5 and has seen her 8-hour shift sometimes extended to 16 hours without any breaks. The health ministry recorded 13,000 new coronavirus infections on Friday, the highest since April. There's now 1.7 million cases in the Philippines, the second highest in Southeast Asia next to Indonesia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.